faces in it.
Yeah.
Anthony is in the background.
Yeah, I'm in the background. Yeah,
exactly. So welcome once again to Postmodern Cowboys. We're in a parked car at late at night. I'm Brian.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Michelle.
Today, this is a very special episode because, as far as we can tell,
endings.
This is our last episode with Michelle.
I hate goodbyes.
She is moving on to bigger and better things.
Am I?
LA.
In LA?
LA.
Well,
that's what she told us. I don't know.
So, we thought that a nice final... the podcast won't end. Ideally, she'll be back to visit and we'll have... Mm-hmm. Or as guests and...
For sure.
We'll have this new search for the next fourth member. Mm-hmm. But
could be you out there.
Listener. Could be you, yeah. Send us an email.
But we don't want to talk about that. It's about Michelle.
Right, so this is about Michelle.
Our theme today, it is about Michelle, but we also thought it might be a fitting topic to talk about theme music.
Theme music.
Why
have it?
Why have it? Is it necessary? Like, it used to be, like, what, radio where, you know, Papio Daniels, Flower Power Talk Hour is coming on, and so you have the intro
Papio
song.
Yes. This is the CBS News. Bum, ba, bum, ba, bum. That was it.
Yeah,
that was
that's like how you knew notes. The broadcasting was coming.
Walter Cronkite.
Exactly, yeah.
That was how you knew life existed. But now everything is, you know, programmed. You know things ahead of time. You don't choose, or like radio was random, but you don't see, like, a vlog randomly. Mm-hmm. You choose to watch it. So is it really necessary?
Well, we have a theme song, right?
We have a theme song.
Yeah.
Is it redundant?
We get complimented a lot for our theme song.
It's not redundant. Because what if we didn't have a theme song?
That's true.
That's why we need a theme song.
Yeah.
In case we don't.
It gives identity, I think.
Yeah. Like it. It's like a brand.
Yeah, it's like a brand.
Yeah. I feel like it's like you might be doing something, but then once you hear the tune, it's like you sign into it, but it's harder to do that when the show just starts and you're like, oh, did it start? And you're like, wait.
Yeah.
Their voice and you're like,
it's part of, like, the ritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a ritual, yeah.
Just to give the listeners...
Which is a very modernist thing, a ritual.
The idea of ritual?
Yeah, or pre-modern, probably.
Yeah, pre-modern, but...
What's your favorite theme songs?
That's a great question.
The theme from Lost. It's just... Brawl. That's it. That's the theme song to Lost.
Mm.
It's just a noise.
a classic go-to would be SpongeBob. But I don't ever sing that. Like, I feel like there are theme songs I just but
the one that I really sung. Like is the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
By the Bare Naked
sing
Ladies.
That every time.
Sang by Bare Naked.
Yeah, B&L. They're that big. We need an acronym for them, B&L. But how's it go?
The whole universe is in a hot dense state. 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait. The Earth began to cool.
Nope, we're not killing time.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Plus, we'd have to, like, pay for them.
Yeah, even
we were completely off key, so.
Even our own theme song, we're not using it with permission. Like, we know the guy.
Yeah, and that makes permission, I think, right?
He was the janitor at our church. He has since moved to Finland.
He's a genius composer, though.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And
so we have it.
Who's a famous composer?
He's a genius composer.
Who's a famous composer?
Beethoven. John Ringhoffer. John Ringhoffer.
That's his name.
Half-Handed Cloud. That's his band.
Oh, he's the Hans.
What?
What's the name of a famous composer?
Hans Zimmer.
He's the Hans Zimmer of janitors.
Truly.
He's the John Williams of Berkeley janitors.
My favorite theme song is from MapleStory, the login music. Mm. Or the RuneScape one, because I know both of them.
How does it go?
The MapleStory one goes... And then the RuneScape... But it's a 6-minute long song. And then the RuneScape one goes... But it's the medieval music that ties you in.
Yeah,
and it ties
yeah.
it in with all the sprites and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it actually works really well.
Of course,
well.
There's a Super Mario
such a big game.
Theme song, yeah.
Which has taken on a life of its own.
But
mine are The Office.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I love that one.
That's
it's like,
timeless.
I can tune in.
Yeah.
And then another one that I really like is, do you ever watch Between Two Ferns?
Yes, I love that one.
Da 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 da. Yeah, it's like so, like kind of 80s.
Yeah, it's like 80s, but like 8-bit.
Yeah.
It's in like an 8-bit song. Just
the, like the calm horn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I can tie this in. Key music is about identity, uh-huh. Right? Because yeah. That's how you identify things.
Sure.
Michelle, how has your identity grown?
Yeah.
Like, we've gone to this point. Like, shows sometimes change theme songs over time.
Yeah.
Has your theme changed?
Mm, yeah, for sure. Because, like, I think after doing a podcast, I was more aware of what my opinions were.
Interesting.
Like, it's hard to just, like, you know, because when you have conversations, you just kind of throw out, like, you know, whatever. But then knowing that it's recorded and knowing that other people hear it, you're more conscious about if you actually do feel this way about a certain topic.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, wow. I think that made me reflect a lot about...
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah. It's not like I constantly worry anything I say could be used against me when I
become a high school. Yeah, exactly. Matt, I don't think Matt has been adopting that same philosophy. Matt has just been talking for 2 years. A lot has changed in 2 years. For all of us, though, a lot has changed in 2 years.
Have we been doing this for 2 years?
Almost.
This is the end of season two, technically. Yeah,
over
a year-ish.
2 years.
Wow. A year? 2 years?
Yeah, two almost. Years, right? I think we started near the end of summer.
Mm-hmm. I think our goal was 50 episodes, and we got about half of that. So
six scenes in a movie. That's the. I know, right?
We've done something.
And
for you, so Dad. Far.
Yeah.
For you, listener. Dad.
And what's his name, Jeffrey?
And Javier.
Javier.
I don't know. A lot of good things have changed in these 2 years, right? Like.
Has your theme changed?
My theme?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it has.
I went through tons of phases. Mm-hmm. I went through a comic book phase.
Oh, yeah.
I read over 13,000 comics. Mm. Went through a clothing phase where I spent too much money and learned everything about clothes and then decided, what am I doing?
Through a Hamilton phase at one point.
Oh, yeah.
What was the other one?
Hamilton. And
Hamilton phase where...
We've all gone through a Hamilton.
Yeah.
Not me.
Okay.
Don't put me in.
Seriously. It's coming. It's coming.
It's funny how Matt's phases, some of them affected us, some of them we never got into, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's other phases.
We got girlfriends.
Oh, they got girlfriends, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wait, no. Every one of you are in relationships, no?
That's true, yes.
Well, you was always...
I was already in a relationship. But yeah, that changed, and then I'm back.
Happy wife.
You put a curse on you?
Yeah,
no. No. We tried with Julio Pastulio, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Julio Pastulio. You don't talk to him anymore, right?
No, I do.
Okay.
Julio
Pastulio.
Would you say what you're looking for now has grown or changed much since the podcast?
Oh, yeah, but I don't think that correlates with the podcast itself. Yeah, but, like, yeah, now...
The fame of the listener has gone to her head.
I think, what I want now is just someone I can have a nice conversation with.
Like, someone like you can record a podcast with.
Oh. You know, in a way, we've all been your Julio Pastulio.
I've had three
Julio. Oh,
all along.
If you combine us three, you'd get a very strange guy. You get a very, very strange, strange guy.
Even more racially ambiguous.
That's true. I was about to say the perfect guy. I don't think it's the perfect guy. It'd just be a strange guy.
No. I think I'd be very amused.
That's true.
But more of like when you go to an aquarium and you see like a whale and you're like, whoa. I think that's how I feel about you guys.
That would be it. Like, yes. The whale.
The whale that makes you say whoa.
The whoa whale.
We'll change our podcast name to the whale that makes you say whoa.
The whoa whale.
In honor of Michelle.
The whoa whale. Am I the only one that likes the whoa whale?
The whoa whale. I dig it.
The whoa whale.
Whoa.
Whale.
Whoa.
Oh, what about the whale whoa?
The whale whoa.
It's like the world's loneliest whale. Have you heard of that?
No.
Where it's like this whale that it can only hear in a different frequency.
Okay.
So it can't communicate with other whales.
That's so hard.
Or it can either only talk or only hear in an out
like
of range.
So he's a handicapped whale?
So he's just alone. He can't communicate with other
whales. He can see them, right?
He can see them. But he can't hear them.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Well, like, he should learn whale sign language, and then
whale
that's
sign.
It. That's all he has to do.
That's his fault.
He doesn't, he does not have, he's not determined enough to learn, and, well, to found and to establish a whale
Basically, whale sign language. Basically, he wanted to be alone.
Exactly.
He did that to himself.
Exactly. If he really wanted to, he could totally communicate.
Or yeah, yeah. Maybe he's not actually lonely. He is, yeah. Literally, deliberately pitching a fire
exactly.
so that
he
all
yeah.
So that he can
exactly. Maybe he's just
he's like, I'm such an emotional person. I would catch men.
Exactly, yeah. Maybe he's an antisocial whale.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's just living
almost
off the
like
system.
He's actually really lonely.
And I know this probably. Is a he whale, I know. Because you know, it's not a she whale. It's a he whale.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't think she whales would do this.
Just seems out of character.
Yeah, it really does.
Knowledge of whales.
You know what?
I have a very intimate knowledge
yeah.
of whales.
Yeah, of he whales, okay?
Are you a whale expert?
The whale whisperer?
The whale whisperer.
The whoa whale whisperer? The lonely
whoa.
Whoa whale whisperer?
Whoa whale.
All alone.
No.
Michelle,
yes.
Our first episode yeah. was butts.
That's
was
true. It? Our first episode was butts.
No.
Big butts.
And I think
big
Brian
butts.
Just reminded
big
me that
whales.
The only reason, the only reason we did this is because we were in a restaurant, and we were just like, should we record something?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And then we went to your apartment and recorded one about.
Yeah, I think it was something that like I thought this would be fun. Like, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. And so I think you invited me to Elephant Bar, and I thought, I want to invite the funniest people I know. Mm-hmm. And so I asked, can Matt come along? Can we invite Michelle? I think mm-hmm. that's how it went. But I thought that you three were the funniest people that I knew, so I wanted to try to make a podcast. Mm-hmm. And you were all on board
mm-hmm.
From the get-go. Ooh, so after Elephant Bar, we recorded Big Butts, Tinder,
really
and Vampire.
Timing, I think. Everyone was, like, so on it. Like,
I know.
We were really into it.
So. We really were.
And look at us. We haven't recorded in the last like 2 months.
I know.
But
sorry,
you know,
fan.
Sorry, fan.
Sorry, Dad.
Harry. I think we have one more fan other than Harry, though.
But like
yeah.
Yeah, maybe, you know, next time. We still have a lot to work on and like
we do.
You know, like how to really get into our topics and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like yeah, maybe we haven't shown it that much, but we're actually very entertaining, guys.
Yeah, no, we are. I
we are entertaining.
Yeah.
I am funny.
Yeah. Maybe the mic wasn't rolling to catch all those,
yeah.
but trust me, between takes.
Oh, if you know us, you know.
Oh yeah, we're very so, you know, heavily sought after dinner guests, all of us. Yeah.
Prepare to be disappointed and maybe not.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
No, that's just for me. Not, no.
So you were thinking of changing the theme song.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's this question of, like our identity, the postmodern cowboys. It's the four of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this theme song in a microphone.
Mm-hmm. That's all it takes, theme song, microphone, and four
and
people.
And so with 25% of us leaving, how are we
going to chunk
change?
Away from our identity.
Yeah. We're about to undergo the shift. You're about to undergo, like, the actual real shift of, like, you know, life. and Anthony, you're graduating, but you've,
right.
like, you've...
You've
worked hard. Like, you're not gonna have this huge change.
Because I'm change averse.
Like, it's been uphill, sure.
Yeah,
like, you've
yeah,
been,
sure.
But it's not gonna be...
I've worked hard so that it won't change as much.
Like, my life is gonna
yeah.
change when I graduate.
I imagine.
Yeah, like,
yes.
Reality.
Sure.
But,
And I'm gonna be there to observe that. And that's not great.
Yeah.
I know.
But,
yeah.
I mean, but, like, you have the future kind of lined up, right?
Kinda. I'm also older than you are, so
yeah.
there's that. Yeah.
But, so, we're all going to undergo this change soon. And depending if it's, you know, where we're going to live, our livelihood,
mm-hmm.
or our podcast,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, how is that going to manifest itself? Are we going to...
I think it's fitting that the theme song's changing, because if we've changed in 2 years and the theme song hasn't changed,
but,
then that's not,
mm-hmm.
you know? I think
but
the theme song should change if we've changed so much.
It's this fine line of change and growth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you growing into a fuller form of yourself, or are you changing for
what
who
if
you
you're
are?
Not?
I think all four of us did positive growth in 2 years.
But that's easy to say. Let's try saying what if...
No, look at how you were 2 years ago, Matt. And look at how you are... exactly. And look at how you are now, you know?
Shorter.
Yes.
I've reached mortality.
You've inched closer to the grave.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Is now more real.
Mm.
What is?
And sad.
Funny.
Pagliacci.
Mm.
What?
I've ascended.
I feel like you're throwing random words that sound like
Pagliacci.
But what if I always was?
Pagliacci. And look at his like Italian words now. See?
So fancy. Yeah. So fancy, this Matt. What's he going to do next? He's so fancy. I don't know. He can do anything. He's so fancy.
Lately, I've had people come up to me and they say,
no one. You know, Matt, this is no one.
I think you're a good person.
No one has said this to
me. Like a stranger. I know. Automatically knows Matt's name.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. No. People that loosely know me come up to me and they say, Matt, I think you're a good person. Mm. And I don't know what to say. I say, okay.
That story. I need to hear it again. Put it in my pocket.
Just say the movie. There's been this little robot over there that's been staring at me for the last 2 hours. It kind of looks like Donald Trump now that I'm looking at it.
Everything's
going like this. Can we not talk about Donald Trump?
It's going like this, though, so I don't know.
We're going to bury Donald Trump with this.
Okay.
No more. Even if he becomes president.
We're going to bury him with our theme song?
This is the last time we mention him, we promise.
But Michelle, please, indulge us. Imbibe us.
Imbibe us?
As if this was your album. Your magnum opus. Mm. If you're reading this, it's too late.
Lemonade.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Crunchy ice.
Oh, this one's yours.
That's actually really good.
Glad, you know, we've gotten this far and that we've maintained this. Like, I feel like for us, it's like we've maintained this friendship where it's like we don't necessarily keep in touch all the time, but when we get back, it's like we're on the same page again. Mm-hmm. That's really hard, you know?
Yeah.
Like Grant Morrison's Seven Soldiers.
So it's like, in life, I hope you find people
that's true
that can be this way. And then I hope we can always be like this. You know,
in an age when you can have 10,000 friends, my wish for you is to have 4 that are like this, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I finished your thought, Michelle, if you don't mind.
It's kind of like the idea of, you know, growth or change. Like, if you have a friend because of person they are in that moment, then they're going to change and you're going to be disappointed. But you're really lucky when you find a friend that you grow in a synchronized way with, where you both change but at a similar rate.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so you grow together as opposed to growing apart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that this podcast has done for us. It's kind of grounded us in a way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it had to, but it just did.
That's true.
And so,
and the fact that it's all recorded,
yeah,
and you know, it never got lost, you know, like these. I mean, we could have had conversations for 2 years that were deep and funny, and
yeah,
or at least funny.
At least funny, that's true. But we recorded them,
yeah,
and they're always there now.
Yeah,
as long as you know we don't run out of space on our free website, but
yeah.
For sure. What if you become someone and then you look back and you think, wow, my name is Michelle. I draw. But before, I had a problem.
That's true. No, definitely when Michelle becomes someone.
That's my candidacy.
Definitely when Michelle becomes someone, she's going to think of this, for sure.
yeah.
I know.
This particular moment.
This particular moment right now with Matt. Telling her what her name is. This is good. I'm going to finish it.
No, definitely this is one of, like, I feel like my experience in the Bay Area hasn't been overall positive, unfortunately. Mm. But this is definitely one of my very, very bright moments in the Bay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
That I'm finding.
I'm there with you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys, for allowing me to be a part of this movement.
No, you really did make it what it was, you know?
As did you all.
I think you did. I don't listen to this because of Michelle.
Yeah. Right. What did she say? Yes, that's what she said. That's what she said. I love it.
Yeah.
Michelle, what would you like in a replacement? You know, what are you looking for?
What do you think this podcast...
What would you want your season 2 to look like? Who do we cast?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know.
Having a female is always nice.
That's true. Like, we wanted.
Yeah, totally.
We definitely wanted another. Yeah, of course, they don't know how to talk to girls, so there's that.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, guys, just get a girl who is. We need to get a girl.
Where should we find this girl?
On the streets.
On the streets. Which street? International.
Telegraph.
Facebook.
West Oakland. Just anyone who, you know, is educated, has good opinions, and is entertaining while saying all those
That's
things.
True. She's
entertaining. That's the ad. She wrote the ad.
She did. You did.
Write it down. Put it on Craigslist.
Exactly. You want to be on a podcast.
Exactly.
High expectations.
But, you know, nobody got a replacement. I'm
sorry. Oh, of course not.
No. It's going to be a nice little addition.
A shadow of of a replacement. Mm-hmm. It's like this. It's like, okay. So Benjamin Franklin was the ambassador to France in colonial times, right? Mm-hmm. And
that's exactly how it's like.
Yeah. and when the Revolutionary War was over, Benjamin Franklin came home and he was, you know, they sent Thomas Jefferson, right? Mm-hmm. And then when Thomas Jefferson got to France, they asked him, "Oh, are you Ben Franklin's replacement?" And he was like, "No one can replace Ben Franklin. I'm just taking his place." So like this idea of like Ben Franklin will always be Ben Franklin, and I'm just like a shadow of that. I'm just
a walking Lando.
Yeah,
that's the closest we can get.
Yeah, we need our Thomas Jefferson now. We've had Ben Franklin.
Yeah,
we've had the best.
It's all downhill from here. So it's 1 a.m. We're at the end of our 20-minute mark.
Tomorrow's my last day of school.
School/work. And Michelle's about to move to LA.
Today was Michelle's last day of school.
Yeah.
Officially.
Matt.
You guys are about to have
finals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a moment of reflection.
Yes.
And of hope for the future.
Hormones.
They never leave.
You never leave.
Science.
So.
Butts.
Thank you all for listening. Yeah. This is Postmodern Cowboys.
Of course.
You could email us at postmoderncowboys@gmail.com. If you want to send Michelle fan mail,
yeah,
we will pass that on.
Or pictures of your butts.
But if you send her, she'd appreciate those.
Exactly.
Source material.
Yeah, exactly.
Reference material.
What
are you going to say?
He has a Tumblr.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. If you want to keep touch with Michelle, can add her website.
Okay, fine. It's Michelle S. On, MichelleSahn. .wix.com/animator.
Woo! There we go. We have it. So, she will always be there.
Yeah. So yeah. Thanks for listening, and thanks for talking, Michelle.
Yeah. Cool. You were quite a cowboy.
You were a cowboy. Yes.
You were always the cowboy.
Yes. Thanks. You put the cow and boy in cowboy.
You put the boy in cowboy.
You put the postmodern in postmodern cowboys.
Sure. And now we're stretching that.
Now she's riding off into the sunset, though. That's what I meant to say this whole time. Yeah. With your cowboys. Yes.
With my cows and my boys.
Yeah. Not goodbye, Michelle, but so long.
I think that was-